Quiet! Quiet, please! Quiet! Now, everyone, quiet down. Now, before we begin our Thanksgiving feast, I'd like my favorite nephew to say a few words.
Yeah. Well, first, I think we should all thank that man upstairs. He worked for 6 whole days to bring us all this. And then he took eternity off. You know, of course, that I'm talking about old Uncle Ed. Yeah. You know, we'd never have all these picnic tables if he hadn't worked for the park district when he did. Oh, and hey, Aunt Sophie, nice job on the Jell-O mold shaped like Squanto. Who'd have thought? Lime Jell-O and corned beef hash. Oh, and Aunt Trudy, thanks for saving that cranberry sauce from last year. You know, it's still shaped just like the can. And Aunt Jenny, thanks for bloating up for me. You know, I missed the Macy's Day Parade today, but I look at you and it's all right. And then, of course, my very own special gal, who prepared the turkey today from scratch. Hatching that little egg, getting up at the crack of dawn for those fat, juicy worms, and then lopping off its head, stuffing it, and watching it through the oven window for hours. Boy, I sure hope it's not too dry. You know, clicking through my cable TV, I know we've got a lot to be thankful for. The Bears' Super Bowl victory produced some of the best new bars and restaurants in Chicago. Bruce Springsteen's new live album is great. Now, my coffee table's level. Not to mention the new Hollywood Squares, Jolt Cola, Terry Cloth, Merv Griffin, Anheuser-Busch, the new Monkees, Stovetop Stuffy, Bo Derek, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, and Bo Riggs. Whew, all this thinking has got my head hurting a little bit. What do you say we wrap this up? Yeah. God is great. God's a pal. I thank him for my special gal. Yeah. Pass the cream corn. Atta girl.
What's everybody's favorite dish?
Turkey gets my vote.
Don't say vote.
Yeah, but it's perfect. You were worried about how it was going to turn out.
Don't say turnout. Lola, how's school going?
Pretty good. Studying for midterms.
Don't say midterms.
So what, just sit here and ignore the elephant in the room?
Exactly.
Can we at least feed him? I got some peanuts at the store. It's a super pack.
Don't say super packs. Ought to be illegal.
Oh, yeah, my rights are illegal. I can give money to wherever I want to give, to whoever
right.
I want to give, to help whoever I want to give.
Right.
Do you have a family that doesn't agree about all of the politics in our country? Then they're all together on Thanksgiving Day, trying not to get the whole table angry. Just pass the gravy, just pass the gravy. Don't mention no politics or they'll get angry. If you mention any construction at all, Uncle Bill is ready to start ranting about a wall. If you mention anything about Election Day, Cousin Jane has evidence of a conspiracy.
Better than a political thunderdome.
Obamacare is threatening my pre-existing conditions. And furthermore, I think it's causing global warming.
Don't accuse anyone of fake news and just ignore the elephant. Pass the tots to Russian bots and just ignore the elephant. Eat a lot of gluten, don't say Putin, just ignore the elephant. See you next year, I'll be back here and we'll ignore the elephant.
It's not coming in the other ear. Okay, it's good now. I'm talking about chicken a la king, mango and garbanzo tabbouleh, grilled potatoes and vegetables with roasted garlic and basil, zucchini ziti, granola fruit bar, cucumber, spinach, soup, spiced oatmeal with fruit and nuts, lemon garlic dressing, zucchini crab cake, vegetarian filet of fish over rice, Chinese cashew casserole, French bread pizza, cotton candy, brown rice, citrus salad sandwich, chicken or beef fajita combo plate, black beans with rice, meatball hoagie, guacamole, chicken patty, apple fritter, peanut butter sandwich with the crust cut off for the kid.
Look at all this beautiful food.
Look at all this beautiful food.
Noodle soup, beef brisket, blueberry tart, mango smoothie, Franks and bean,
yogurt,
garden vegetable, egg tortilla, frosted orange jubilee milkshake, red wine from 79,
sweet and sour sauce,
oriental pepper steak,
lunchbox burritos,
falafels with tahini,
egg scramble with Monterey Jack cheese,
cream of broccoli soup, portobello mushroom, pigs in a blanket,
mueslix,
bacon and schnitzel, bagels and waffles,
blueberry pancakes,
linguine with clam sauce,
asparagus,
fresh carrot juice,
fresh squeezed orange juice,
cornbread,
fruit salad,
egg salad,
chicken salad,
roasted red peppers,
celery sticks with various dips.
Somebody please pass the vinaigrette.
Look at all this beautiful food. Look at all this beautiful food.
Hey, what's up, kids?
You know what? I'm so hungry right now. Oh, my gosh. I could eat a cheeseburger with fries and ice cream, apple pie a la mode.
You are what you eat.
Now, that's what I'd like to eat, but that's not necessarily what's good
you
for me.
You are what you eat.
So, listen up, check it out.
When I was young, I used to love to eat chocolate cake. I would eat so much that my tummy would ache. I never liked eating healthy foods till my mama told me that they were good for you.
Yeah.
I learned about the five foods to eat, greens, vegetables, fruit, milk, beans, and meat. So eating healthy makes you big and strong, but eating bad makes you feel bad all day long.
You are what you eat.
And if you want to be tall, eat your vegetables, y'all.
You are what you eat.
And if you want to be strong, milk is good for your bone.
You are what you eat.
So have some fruit every day, keep the doctor away.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
What's a carbohydrate?
Let Wayne explain. It gives you energy, gets your head in the game.
Protein?
Meats, eggs, chicken, and seafood. Good for hair and nails, call it smart as can be food. When mom says carrots don't run and hide, she's just trying to make sure you have strong eyes. So eat well, be healthy, cause I've got to go. And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. What you eat.
And if you wanna be tall, eat your vegetables, y'all.
You are what you eat.
And if you wanna be strong, milk is good for your bone.
You are what you eat.
So have some fruit every day, keep the doctor away.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
Eat healthy.
You are what you eat.
Kiwi.
Oh,
yeah.
gotta get some of that good food.
You ready?
Roll.
Three, two, one.
Baby, you tried to clean up my old cluttered life. And maybe, just maybe, you could have been my wife. I thought you were my type. We got along great. Till you saw that pork rinds was all that I ate. Pork rinds, no matter what you say. I can't give up my pork rinds just to make you stay. You gave me an old tomato, but a girl, she's too easy to find. So you're out of here, honey, cause I love my pork rinds. Yeah, you gave me an old tomato, but a girl is too easy to find. You're out of here, honey, cause I love my pork rinds.
Nobody touch my pork rinds.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four. Six potatoes, seven potatoes, more potato chips. Yeah, potato chips now. All right. She always flips when she gets her grip on a crunch, yeah, munch, yeah, potato chip. I got a girl, she makes me flip. All she wants is potato chips. Always blitz when she gets her grip on a crunch, yeah, munch, yeah, potato chip.
Are you mad? You can't do the Irving Bell story in 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah? The small time, the tank towns, I played them all. I'm crisp and I'm delicious and I'm entertaining too.
St. Louis.
Minneapolis. For my next number, I'd like to do an imitation of a Bell brand corn chip.
Philadelphia. New York.
A Bell brand potato chip on my shoe?
You haven't seen him work yet. Go get him, Irving.
I'm crisp and I'm delicious.
Sorry.
Sure, there were hard times.
The potato chip and show business don't make me laugh.
Sure, there was heartbreak.
Sorry, we just gave the part to a pretzel.
Then, one night in my dressing room in a theater in San Francisco...
Quick, the number one potato chip has broken its leg. Get out there, Bell.
You mean?
Go get him, baby.
The Geary Theater proudly presents Irving Bell.
I'm crisp and I'm delicious and I'm entertaining too. Why don't you give me a chance? Here we go!
Let's face the Bell brand potato chips and dance!
Thank you.
Sunday. Make it a day and don't be late. You're gonna be drunk if you're not there, babe. Free eat or free be. What are you gonna do next Monday? Make it a day and don't be late. Gonna be drunk if you're not there, babe. Free eat. A freebie.
There'll be sweet potatoes and lima beans, ham hocks and mustard greens, cornbread and biscuits too, hot chili and barbecue.
What are you gonna do next Monday? Make it a day and don't be late. You're gonna be drunk if you're not there, babe. Free eat, a freebie.
Now ever since I was a mite, I've had a whacking appetite. My holler if a dinner would raise the rafters, I'd swallow me befores as well as me afters. Till one Sunday afternoon, they bunk something in me spoon. And I'm sure it must have been ever since then that I've had an irresistible yen. Four jellied eels, jellied eels, waddling about like wonky wheels. Why'd you frown and look so sickly? Slide them down your throat and quickly. Don't bring up any empty cup, no one knows just how you feel. When you get to taste, you won't want to waste your lovely jellied eels. Oh, yes. Winkles and shrimps are fine. I've flogged them since the age of nine. I used to jog along with me to wheelbarrow, but there was something wrong, there was something the matter. I'd no jelly deals on show. No wonder they didn't want to know. I went out, bought a load, piled them up in a pile, and people could smell me coming a mile off. Oh, jelly deals, jelly deals, waddling about like wonky wheels. Why'd you frown and look so sickly? Slide them down your throat too quickly. Don't bring up any empty cup, though I know just how you feel. When you get to taste, you won't want to waste them lovely jelly eels. All together now. Wobbling about the walking wheels. Why'd you frown and look so sickly? Slide them down your throat too quickly. Don't bring up any empty cup, though I know just how you feel. When you get to taste, you won't want to waste them lovely jelly deals.
Oh,
jelly deals. Do you ever hear me? Should I come down here on a Saturday morning, what do I get? Kids, nippers, cabbage all round me stall. Rotten, filthy, dirty, stinking, jammy, chocolatey fingers all over me jelly deals. Not to mention me wills, me cobbles, and me muscles, and me shrimp. It's all right with you. Well, I'll tell you something.
Oh,
I'm
going to come down here and like funky wills. Slide down your throat and quickly. Don't bring up the empty cup, no one knows just how you feel. When you get the taste, you'll want.
vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables card off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
scales at 263 pounds, and it's not surprising because I love the grub at Potbelly. I can eat a dozen Oreos, I can eat a double quarter pounder, I can eat a large bag of Doritos, and I can get depressed because I'm getting rounder. I can drink a gallon of chocolate quick, I can nom ramen with a chobby stick, I can carve a two-stone pepperoni and eat at Arby's and not be sick. Sausages made from tofu gook, Mrs. Grass's soup I like to cook, all these habits must be shook. I'll have bacon once in a while, but look, I can have a modicum of self-control, of self-control, of self-control. And I can have some iceberg in a salad bowl, not a casserole made of pizza rolls. Look at me, look at me, I just did a round of therapy. I'm fine, just take my meds and make changes incrementally. I can walk to work, not drive my Nissan, take vitamins from a pharmacy. I can read the book by Nerdist, he's on TV, I think his name's Chris Hardbody. I can make myself a Pinterest gallery, I can count every point and calorie. Eat squash, go to meetings, at Weight Watchers, and give them a big chunk of my salary. Invest in a health club, shake my assets, sign up for pole dancing classes, yoga, or some new contortion. I will not blow this diet out of proportion, 'cause I can eat a lima, not a jelly bean. Not a jelly bean, not a jelly bean. And I don't have to bow down to the Dairy Queen, or to Krispy Kreme, or the KFC. Okay, so a 15-ounce can of Skyline Chili, how many points is this? One serving is 250 calories, each can is two servings, so 500 calories. Multiply that by 0.0303, that's 15.15. 2 grams of sugar, if the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is leaving down Hershey Highway at 27 miles per hour, how long? It's bad enough being on a diet. Why do I also have to do math? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Right up here in my mouth. And I'll smother and cover every Waffle House in the South. My El Pollo is Loco, my milk is Nestle, my Rockies Rococo, my breadsticks are free. I could be the king of mastication, Barrel Coke is my hydration, on all Chipotle combinations, Red Lobster 101 crustaceans. I used to think that I could be a sleek guy, now I really don't care. And I'm gonna eat all the things they deep fry at the Wisconsin State Fair, because a fair is a veritable smorgasbord. A smorgasbord, a smorgasbord. The side dish for my T-bone is a side of pork. Screw the salad fork, eat just like an orc. And I'll consume a metric ton of Häagen-Dazs, of Häagen-Dazs, of Häagen-Dazs, of Häagen-Dazs, of Häagen-Dazs, of Häagen-Dazs.
I can live my life with no candy bars. No candy bars. No candy bars.
Well, I went to the store just the other day. I was looking for something to eat. I was working very hard, cleaning up the yard. I was looking for a treat. When a bright purple box jumped off the shelf and landed at my feet. When I looked at the label just to see what was inside, I almost broke down and cried, 'cause it had died. I tried, tried, oh me, oh my, hydrogenated, flagellated fat. Red dye, yellow dye, pieces of a necktie, my Uncle Irving's hat. Carcinogens, rodentiticogens, shekels, dreckles, and bones. Bio-regrettable, pseudo-edible pieces of styrofoam. So I went down the block to the fast food store to get my well-deserved snack. Just before I got to the door, I tripped on a great big crack. And there on the street was a package from the store, right before my eyes. Well, I picked it up and read it, I did not regret it. It came as no surprise, 'cause it had died, died, tried, tried. Oh me, oh my, hydrogenated, flagellated fat. Yeah, red dye, yellow dye, pieces of a necktie, my Uncle Irving's hat. Cryptocarcinogens, rodents, your teeth again, the shekels, dreckles, and bones. Bio-regrettable, pseudo-edible pieces of styrofoam. Well, I really had enough of all this junk food stuff, so I went to a health food place. When I walked in, I looked at every bin, and a smile broke over my face. Everything was organic, but suddenly I didn't know what to do. 'Cause everything in the store, from the ceiling to the floor, was made out of tofu. There were tofu hot dogs and tofu jelly beans, tofu shopping carts too, tofu cornflakes, tofu toothpaste, kohlrabi tofu stew. There was shredded meat, canned meat, pig's feet, what a treat, all made from tofu. There was tofu dog food and tofu hog food and tofu running shoes. But it had no dye, dye, dry, dry, oh me, oh my, hydrogenated, flagellated fat. There was no red dye, yellow dye, pieces of a necktie, my Uncle Irving's hat. There was no crypto, carcinogens, rodents, ethogens, jekylls, or bones. No bio-regrettable, pseudo-edible pieces of styrofoam.
I was sitting at my house, no meat in the pan. Came a knock on the door, it was the food plant man. I got up and I answered his ring. He said, I'll show you how to live like a king. Come on in, Mr. Food Plant Man. Well, he got out a book and he showed me lots of meat, a freezer full of food that was all good to eat. He told me that I got the freezer free. If my credit was good, he would send it to me. Sign here, said the Food Plant Man. I quit my job and I ate like a king, until one day there came another ring. The man had a badge, his friend had a truck. He said, my boy, you're just out of luck. Free food, said the Food Plant Man. So I lost my freezer and my credit too, and don't ever let that happen to you. Don't throw away the bill that they send, cause they're gonna get you in the end. Sure did, Mr. Food Plan Man. Getting mighty poor. Then came another knock on my door. Another guy with another plan. I said, come on in, Mr. Food Plan Man. Oh boy, now we eat again.
Big knuckle and rice tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice. Big knuckle and rice tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice.
If you wake up feeling gay,
uh-huh,
big knuckle may come your way.
Uh-huh.
All you do is boil the rice.
Uh-huh.
Big knuckle and rice tonight.
Well, it's big knuckle and rice tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice. Big knuckle and rice tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice.
One morning I wake up late.
How come, kid?
No knuckle on top of me plate.
That's not funny.
That's the thing that make me mad.
Oh, yeah?
Woman, come with a bowl of shad.
No! Big knuckle and rice tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice. Big knuckle and rice tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice.
Now, young lady, take my advice.
Yes?
Sure and treat your boyfriend nice.
How, boy?
All you do is boil the rice.
That's all?
Big knuckle and cheesecake tonight.
Well, it's
big knuckle and cheesecake tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice. Big knuckle and rice tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice.
So?
Big knuckle and rice tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice. Big knuckle and rice tonight. You eat it once and you want it twice.
Very soft.
Big knuckle and rice tonight.
Very loud.
Big knuckle and rice tonight.
Very soft.
Big knuckle and rice tonight.
La la la, yeah yeah la la, yeah 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 yeah. La la la, yeah yeah la la, yeah 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 yeah. La la la, yeah yeah la la, yeah 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 yeah. La la la, yeah yeah la la.
The coconut nut is a giant nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat. Now, the coconut nut is a big, big nut, but this delicious nut is not a nut. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There are so many uses of the coconut tree. You can build a bigger house for the family. All you need is to find the coconut man. If he cuts the tree, he gets the fruits free. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family.
Coconut,
the coconut bark for the kitchen floor. If you save some of it, you can build a door now. The coconut trunk, do not throw this junk. If you save some of it, you'll have a second floor. The coconut wood is very good. It can stand 20 years if you pray it would. Now, the coconut root, to tell you the truth, you can throw it or use it as firewood. The coconut leaves, good shade it gives, for the roof, for the walls, up against the eaves. Now, the coconut fruit, say my relatives, make good cannonballs up against the thieves. It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit.
Of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree.
From the cocoa palm family. The coconut nut is a giant nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat. Now the coconut nut is a big, big nut. But this delicious nut is not a nut.
The coconut nut is a giant nut. If you eat too much, you get very fat. Now the coconut nut.
the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit
of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree
from the cocoa palm family.
Yeah.
It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit
of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree
from the cocoa palm family.
Yeah.
It's the cocoa fruit.
It's the cocoa fruit
of the cocoa tree.
Of the cocoa tree
from the cocoa palm family.
Good evening, friends, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. KBC here with the annual. It's become an annual tradition, the annual KBC Radio Bitslap/Addlewood Thanksgiving dinner show. And that's what we got tonight for you. We got all kinds of courses and all kinds of disgusting desserts. And, well, let's just get the old playlist out of the way, shall we? We started with some Thanksgiving stuff. We heard from Thanksgiving with Joe the Love Potato. That's been kicking around for years in my collection, and I finally found out it's a guy named Mike Crawford from WLUP Radio in Chicago. One of those, I guess one of those morning drive type shows. I don't know anything about it because I don't listen to the radio. I listen to WFMU, which is not radio, it's life. Ignore the elephant in the room. Was the Holderness family. Beautiful Food was Eden. I don't know who they are. Wayne Brady. Remember Wayne Brady? Funny guy. He's still working, so that's good, I guess. You Are What You Eat was that from some kid thing. Pork Rinds, Ode to My Favorite Food from Lawson Bates. We heard from The Shadows of Night, the same guys that gave us, was it Gloria? I don't know, I just forgot all of a sudden. Potato Chip, that was. Free Eats was Count Basie and his orchestra. The Jellied Eels song was Joe Brown. Good friend of George Harrison's, you may remember him closing out the show on the Concert for George with his little banjo. Good guy, very talented, etc., etc., etc. And then the Beach Boys, continuing my unrequited love affair with the Beach Boys since I saw Brian Wilson a couple of weeks ago. And that was, of course, Vegetables. Candy Bars was the great Luke Ski. Don't be spoiling your dinner on the candy bars, folks. The Food Song, Jerry Tenney and the Lost Tribe. Go ahead, ask me. No, I don't know, okay? Bruce and Terrell O'Neill after that, the Food Plan Boogie, Pig Knuckles from The Coachman, and then the Coconut Song from Smoky Mountain. And yes, I agree, that song did certainly get off the rails in a big hurry, but it's designed to spoil your appetite because I'm running out of food over there. Now, you will notice that this year it's a cash bar. There's a reason for this. I just paid off last year's cash bar, open bar bill last year. Just paid it off 3 weeks ago. So, nothing personal, just help yourself, all right? And anyway, we got more stuff now. Sit down, second helping is coming.
Let me give you some advice.
Don't get stuff off the sidewalk. No, don't get stuff off the sidewalk.
You don't need it, so don't eat it.
No, don't get stuff off the sidewalk. Eat stuff off the sidewalk. And don't eat stuff out of garbage either. You know what'll happen to you. Mm.
neck, cause he got it all wrong and now I feel the effect. And if you've not heard of him, that would please me much, cause he just writes stupid songs about cheese and such. He wrote about hot dogs and what's inside, and while he's not wrong, that's what I can't divide. It's lazy songwriting, if you get my gist. He just got the ingredients and read the list. And I happen to be a hot dog, so I'm writing in my blog a rebuttal that is scathing and biting. Steve, what you did was just ruin the fun, like a magician who reveals how the trick is done. I'm a hot dog, pick me up at the store, full of sodium and lecithin and so much more. I'm a hearty all-American, symbol of pride. Don't forget what's inside, never mind what's inside. I'm a hot dog, pick me up at the store, full of sodium and lecithin and so much more. I'm a hearty all-American, symbol of pride. Don't forget what's inside, never mind what's inside. Where my dog's at? Yo, where my dog's at? What? Where my bun's at? Yo, what? And where the toppin's at? What? What? I'm a hot dog, and damn right I'm delicious. Even if some ingredients might be suspicious. But listen, I'm here to say there's more to me inside than mechanically separated meat in a hide. Inside me, and this is where it gets wild, are the hopes and dreams of each American child. This ain't behind every great man, a great woman stands, and she's got a hot dog in each one of her hands. I was with Washington across the Delaware. I helped when the Allies took out Hitler's secret lair. I was with the boys fighting Charlie and Nam, and I guarantee that I have been inside your mom. And like Americans, some are fat and some leaner, but Steve, I didn't say that you could play with my wiener. Luckily for you, hot dogs last forever, so we'll never fall victim to your futile endeavor. I'm a hot dog, pick me up at the store, full of sodium and lecithin and so much more. I'm a hearty all-American, symbol of pride. Don't forget what's inside, never mind what's inside. I'm a hot dog, pick me up at the store, full of sodium and lecithin and so much more. I'm a hearty all-American, symbol of pride. Don't forget what's inside, never mind what's inside.
God forgive me, but I'm an old person without money. It's pathetic. Pathetic.
The people of a nation don't see no obligation to fix a situation with the elder generation. They stuffing up the nursing homes to overflowing.
Yeah.
But the problem keeps growing. People getting jacked for the social security checks. I detect that they don't get no respect. So what you gonna do? A dilemma for the whole crew. Open up your ears, I got an answer for you.
What's that?
Open up your ears, I got an answer for
what you.
You open up your ears, I got an answer for you.
We got to eat all the old people.
Show them that you love them.
We got to eat all the old people.
Shove them in the oven.
We got to eat all the old people.
Stick them in the freezer.
We got to eat all the old people.
We gonna garnish up a geezer. Gonna hack them, whack them, debone and stack them. Two by two on the barbecue. Q rack, I'm talking Steve McQueen with the Soylent Green. We grinding up the grannies in the granny grind machine. The venerable edibles, the ancient, incredible burger. One bite, and you know it's not regrettable. The agent, the antiquated, dilapidated, gonna get processed and then marinated. And now we go around, we cleaning up the town. We frying up the golden girls to a golden brown.
We got to eat all the old people.
Show them that you love them.
We got to eat all the old people.
Shove them in the oven.
We got to eat all the old people.
We gonna eat them skin and all.
We got to eat all the old people.
We gonna marinate with Jerry.
My chest.
I don't think it's an ordinary cold.
We're talking OLD, a BEOPLE. It's always the first, that's the worst, till it become a tasty treat. We're talking EAT, all the OLD. Come on, we're talking
EAT.
Come on, all the
OLD.
Here we go, we got to eat all the old people. Come on, we got to eat all the old people. Come on,
we got to eat all the old people.
Come on,
we got to eat all the old people.
And here we go, we got to eat all the old people.
Come on,
we got to eat all the old people.
Come on,
we got to eat all the old people. We got to eat all the old people.
And now I think you know exactly how I feel. A sandwich is a sandwich, but your grandpa's a meal.
Country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Those blues away.
Food girls are rocking tonight. Food
What we love, slinging rice, be sure enough. Cooking in the holler, cooking on the bluff. Cripple Creek casserole's what we love.
Garlic and onions and beef to meat. Rice and tomato, peppers and peas. Put it together in a nice big stew. A mighty good supper for me and you.
Cripple Creek casserole's what we love. Slinging rice, be sure enough. Cooking in the holler, cooking on the bluff. Cripple Creek casserole's what we love.
If it wasn't for the beans, they come out the can. I want a piece of the beef, the rice and the spam, the milk and bread being bought at the grocery store. I tell you, I couldn't eat no more. Oh, let me tell you, my wife,
she's white, she can't go.
Lord, if I thought she
she's
could read, I would have a book. But all she knows how to do is a fuss and holler. She don't even know how to boil water. Let me tell you what we had last night on a dinner table. A canned green bean, cold spinach and tomato. The nasty stuff I say you ever wanna see. And she was trying to feed it to me. Let me tell you, I think that woman just a downright lit. Cause I hear the sister call me cocos and gravy. A cocos and gravy in a one bean bowl. I thought I'd choke. Got through when she said,
oh,
what you say?
Oh,
oh, but I guess I'm gonna eat the slop any old way. So don't you get me wrong, I love that girl. I guess I'm about to play this old man in the world. But I got to love her cause I got no friends. Oh, did she come with red beans and onions again? And she said, what you say? Oh,
ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 more time. Come on. Let them steam, come on.
It's white chicken.
What you say?
It's white chicken.
Woo-hoo.
It's white chicken.
Come to the doctor, you wonder why I just ate them beans and I'm about to die. Come on.
It's white chicken.
In the West L.A. town of Azusa, there is a cafe that I like a lot. I like it because they serve mostly pizza. I like it because of the waitress they got. Her name is Lena, but I call her Spotty, cause she spills spaghetti all over her dress. And I know that Lena, she really does love me, cause she always calls me her favorite pet. One day I was sitting there eating my pizza. I really enjoy it, I like it with cheese. When in walked a fella who looked awful sneaky. He grabbed hold of Lena and gave her a squeeze. I got so mad that I started to holler. I challenged him to a fight. I said he was yeller than that great big fella. He knocked out two teeth with a beautiful right. I was wrong. I found out he was heavyweight champ of the Navy. His fists were tattooing all over my chin. I called to Lena to come please and help me. She hit my head with a pizza pie tin. I got on my knees and I started crawling, crawling right straight for the door. He tried to kick me and slipped on some pizza and knocked himself out as his head hit the floor. Then old Lena, she stood there a-stomping and yelling and screaming. Her voice was real piercing, man, that chick could wail. The police came in and then dear Lena told him that jerk hit my husband, so throw him in jail. I got 30 days for assault and battery. At least I think that is what the judge said. Now there's no more Lena and there's no more pizza. I eat at a Chinese cafe instead.
This is my ode to the shrimps. Shrimp, you are evil, and you must be punished. And I'm gonna have at least 10 or 12 dozen. I'm going to eat all the shrimp that I can. Cause the endless shrimps are here. The endless shrimps are in here. The end, it is today, it is coming near. The endless shrimps, they will fear me, yeah. All your shrimps are belong to me. Gonna meet you all, gonna meet you all you little shrimps. Gonna have so many different varieties. Gonna have the stuff with the Alfredo sauce. Gonna have the wood fairy grilled. Wood fire grilled, not a wood fairy grilled. I don't know what that is, but my tummy will be filled. Cause all the shrimps are evil and must pay. And this shrimp ends today. And this shrimp, it ends today. And I'm going to eat those shrimps, they must pay. And the shrimps, they end today. And I'm going to make sure those little shrimpies pay. You are going to be in here.
This quick. Pancake. Waffle. This quick. Pancake. Waffle. This quick. Pancake. Waffle. Amphetamine omelet on a cold summer day. Polyurethane toast and a dirt flambé.
Romance. Intrigue. Deceit. Waffles.
for dinner, yeah. You know it's a winner. I'm eating waffles tonight. So won't you leg on my egg yolk and pass me the Jemima? I want waffles tonight. It don't matter the time of day. And I'm eating waffles tonight, all year. Come on now, I think you know what I want.
He wants waffles tonight.
In fact, I think that you know what I need. So let go my ego and pass me the Jemima. I want waffles tonight. It don't matter the time of day.
cupid, chasing a rainbow dream. I often stop and think about a place I've never seen,
where friendly folks can gather and raise the rafters high,
with songs and tales of yesteryear until they say goodbye.
Well, there's a
puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket and a Navajo wool. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place.
Now folks come by around evening time as soon as the sun goes down. Some drop in from right next door and some from out of town.
Pick it.
Well, there's a puppy
in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's popcorn in the popper and a porter in the pot. There's pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at old Joe's place.
Now they don't allow no frowns inside, leave them by the door. There's apple brandy by the keg
and sawdust on the floor.
So if you've got hankering, I'll tell you where to go.
Just look for the busted neon sign that flashes
E-A-O's.
Well, there's a
puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's popcorn in the popper and a porker in the pot. There's a pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot. There's sausage in the morning and a party every night. There's a nurse on duty and you don't feel right. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace.
There's
always something cooking at old Joe's place.
Nashville Cats, here runs a kosher deli. Nashville Cats, the only place in town. Nashville Cats, it's not like you're in Brooklyn. Nashville Cats, the only one around. Well, there's 1,352 different restaurants in Nashville, and you can eat anything from a hominy grit to a contact time pill. But there's only one place to get a half sour pickle or a corned beef sandwich in Nashville. Just ask anybody how to get the cats as if you're looking to eat well. About a year ago, it wasn't possible to find a kosher delicatessen. And the people said, Mr. Katz, won't you open up a place to press in? Well, it was a good idea for a Brooklyn boy to bring a kosher deli to Nashville. And when his mama asked him who would eat his food, he said the Tennessee folks still. They call him Nashville Katz. He runs a kosher deli. Nashville Katz, the only one in town. Nashville Katz, it's not like you're in Brooklyn. Nashville Cats, the only place around. Have a Yiddish dish, a potato knish, or a bagel and cream cheese. A little chicken soup, or a filter fish, with some carrots and green peas. If you can get through that, have a little chopped liver, or a piece of herring and wine sauce. Then you can wash it down with a Dr. Brown. Shouldn't be a total loss. Eat, darling, eat. Nashville Cats, he runs a kosher deli. Nashville Cats, the only place in town. Nashville Cats, it's not like you're in Brooklyn. Nashville Cats, the only one around. We also cater bar mitzvahs.
Me. of ice and snows up among the Eskimos. There's a college known as Oogie-Wawa. Now you should hear those college boys. Gee, they make an awful noise when they sing an Eskimo tra-la-la. They've got a leader, big cheerleader. Oh, what a guy. He's got a frozen face just like an Eskimo pie. Now when he says, come on, let's go, though it's 45 below, this is what the Eskimos all holler.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ah! Ah!
Tuesdays, Mondays, we ah! all scream for Sundays.
Boom!
Ah! Boola boola, sarsaparilla. If you've got chocolate left, we'll take vanilla.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ah! Ah!
See, a couple of you are getting ready to doze out there, so hit the music. We got some dessert and coffee on the table over there. Help yourself. Meanwhile, while you're slurping that stuff down, let me tell you what you heard. We heard from the Cramps up top, a classic. Don't eat stuff off the sidewalk. And no, don't do that. What's really in my hot dog was Devo Spice, whoever they are. They're more and more familiar because I keep hearing about them. And we'll keep bringing them to you as long as it's necessary. Okay, No Time after that from No Time at All, I guess. I don't know where they... Eat All the Old People, that was. Peaches from the Presidents of the United States of America. Real presidents, I might say. Food Groups Are Rocking Tonight from Brian Hayner. Yeah, those food groups are out there, all six of them, including pizza. Cripple Creek Casserole was from something called Rice-A-Peas. It was released by, I believe, Minute Rice, featuring songs about all kinds of rice recipes and stuff by country music sound-alikes, like Johnny Cash, and I guess that was, I don't know, I'm not sure who that would have been. But there it was, Cripple Creek Casserole. My Wife Can't Cook from Lionel Russ, and no, my wife can cook very well, and I'm very grateful when she makes me dinners. And I'll be right down, hon. Dudley... H.B. Barnum from 1960, that was a single called El Pizza, taken off on You Know What. The Endless Shrimp Song was Big E Dude. Remember Big E Dude? He's great, I love him, and that was him, of course. Waffle Boogie was from the Jelly of the Month Club, followed by Gary Morris. I love the Waffle House, and I have been to the Waffle House twice and could not stand it either time. Okay, but then again, I'm from the north. Old Joe's Place was the Folksman. Nashville Cats from the Lovin' Coens. Cold Turkey and Gravy on a Bun from Slant 6 and the Jumpstarts. And then it was Ice Cream, You Scream. We all scream for ice cream from Harry Reaser's Syncopators, featuring, of course, the lovely Tom Stax. Okay, just mentioning here, today is actually Wednesday. I usually get these things out on a Monday or a Tuesday at the latest. But we had a lot of snow yesterday. Now, I understand you New Jersey people know all about snow, and truth is, we Mainers don't know what to do when it snows. They tell you that, but we don't. So anyway, I'm digging my way out, but I'll see you next week. Next week, we will have our annual dance party. So bring your shoes and your partner. I'll see you then.
No. cherry, na 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 cherry pie, na 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 cherry, na 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 cherry pie, na 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 cherry, na 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 cherry pie. Oh, so good, na 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 na, whoa whoa, sugar, na 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 sugar plum, na 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 sugar. Na 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 sugar plum, na 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 sugar, na 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 sugar plum, sweet as they come, na 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 na. Life, little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his cherry pie. I didn't put in a thumb. I didn't pull out a plum. I guess I am not as great as you. Whoa, whoa, give me, no, 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 give me some. No, 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 give me, no, 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 give me some. No, 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 give me, no, 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 give me some. Cherry, cherry pie.
Yeah, no way, Jose. Your coffee sucks wind, you know.
Hey, what's the matter, honey?
Who the hell are you?
I'm Mrs. Souza, your next-door neighbor. You know, I've been hearing the same old racket every morning for the past 6 years. I had it up to my neck, you know what I mean? So I came over here to see if I could help you.
Oh, Mrs. Souza, Cedric says my coffee bites the big one.
Probably does, but don't you worry, your little mind, sister. Listen to me.
The next day.
No coffee, darling.
You gotta be kidding. Your coffee tastes like dog bread.
Oh, yeah? Well, try this, you son of a bitch. Oh, oh.
Whoa, Peachy, what you did that for?
I'm not finished with you yet, you ungrateful little scab.
More! Peachy! Peachy, no!
So you not like my coffee, huh?
Yeah, I love them, I love them, I love them!
Yeah, right! How about this then, huh?
Jesus!
Mauna Loa Coffee, you can't refuse a second cup.
That's right, sucker!
I don't want it anymore, Dr. Gunderson.
Don't want what, child?
My coffee. The warden says he's tired of my coffee.
Well, it's been pretty clear that your coffee don't got zest appeal.
Zest appeal? What's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's the secret ingredient in Arizona Brothers coffee. Yeah, look here.
Huh?
A blend of the finest Brazilian soya beans, Chilean chicory nuts, and Spanish flies.
Oh.
Here, take this can home with you, Katie.
The next morning.
More coffee, Warden.
No, I think I've had enough.
Ersatz Brothers Coffee, the real one. Look for the can in the plain brown can.
I like pie, I like cake, I like anything you bake. I like your crackers too, crumbled up in chicken stew. When I see your jelly roll, then I lose my self-control. But of all these things, I like you best of all, yeah, yeah. Thank you. can you bake? I like your crackers too, crumbled up in chicken stew. When I see your jelly roll, then I lose my self-control. But of all these things, I like you best of all, yeah.
Someone poured ketchup on my ice cream. Someone put oysters in my tea. Someone put onions in my chocolate pudding when they stole your love from me. Someone put sawdust in my sneakers. Someone put ants inside my pants. Someone put itching powder in my laundry and I scratched away romance. Oh, I could lie right down and cry myself a bucket full of tears and let them flow like a river from my eyeballs to my ears. I wish I was a bug, I'd take my wings and fly away. I wish I was a worm, I'd crawl into a hole and stay. Someone's been smoking on my peace pipe. Someone got into my teepee. Someone put snowballs in my warm pajamas and your love turned cold on me. Oh, I could lie right down and cry myself a bucket full of tears and let them flow like a river from my eyeballs to my ears. I wish I was a bug, I'd take my wings and fly away. I wish I was a worm, I'd crawl into a hole and stay. Someone's been smoking on my peace pipe. Someone got into my teepee. Someone put snowballs in my warm pajamas and your love turned cold on me. And your love turned cold on me. And your